As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to get outdoors. Walleye opener next month. Open water fever. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
Great, Steve. Good afternoon. Yeah, we had a nice afternoon on the water this afternoon. It's a little chilly. It's in the 40s. It's not, you know, in the 50s or 60s like we'd like it to be. But, you know, it's really amazing. This whole week, it's been these crappies, I'm telling you, they have an attitude. They don't move in until about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. A good example today, we got on the water about 10 a.m., the water temperature was 46, 45, not the greatest. And by 1 o'clock, it was 50. And it's just so strange. I already hit these spots in the morning. Nothing was happening. And then by the time we came back, you know, to hit them again before we left, they were there. And that's a difference between 3 or 4 different, you know, degrees in temperature in the middle of the day. So it's definitely an early afternoon, mid-afternoon bite right now, and that sun is straight up warming up the shallows. So yeah, it was, we pulled it off. It wasn't easy, but it happened.
Yeah, and it seems like it's been a slow spring, that we're trending in the right direction. There's more days, at least here in the cities, in the 60s coming up this week, but it has been a slow emerging spring.
Yeah, the problem is at night, you know, I had frost on my windshield this morning, so it was, you know, in the 20s, which, you know, drops the water temperature again. So we're not really gaining, you know, any warmth. It just kind of comes and it goes. But there's no doubt that early afternoon, probably 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock is really the time to be out there. And it really makes a big difference. I can't believe it went up today almost 4 degrees in just a couple of hours, but that's what the power of the sun is, you know, at this time of the year. So all is well, but it looked a little dicey there for a while.
Yeah, and it is amazing. You get into this time of year, you get into the middle of April and beyond, and if you're able to get out of the wind, that sun feels great. It does have a lot of power.
Yeah, it really does. And it was kind of windy today, but, you know, we're having wind almost every day. We just kind of live with it, but I'm going to be on Big Stone Traverse this week. It looks like, you know, water temperatures have ramped up to 50, 51, which should be just about right. I think things will be just starting this week. So we have about, you know, 10, 14 days or so till a walleye opener. And that's a good place to go right now and, you know, get your action in before things start. And people are getting their boats out. I can see them running around or, you know, starting to come out of storage, and everybody's getting ramped up. The ice is off. So this is kind of almost go time, Steve. Almost go time.
Yeah, I live on Old Man River, and the boats are out. There's no doubt about it. There's anglers out trying their luck along the Mississippi River regularly now, and we're even starting to see the pontoons. I even saw the personal watercraft out. Now, the water's awful cold, but, boy, the people that own those things, they love to run them, and they were out there. They had the dry suits on, but they were out there running around burning fuel, so good for them.
Yeah, you know, they do what they do, and even the water skiers are out already. But, you know, one thing about this crappie bite is it's amazing how tight to shore they are. When you find bulrushes, pencil weeds, like today, they weren't, you know, 20 feet out. They're not there. You got to be right smack next to them within probably 4 or 5 feet. I mean, they're really tight against these bulrushes and really tight against the pencil weeds. So, you know, don't be afraid to get really in there very close, you know, maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet. But, yeah, it's amazing how shallow they can be, especially with that warmth in the afternoon.
I know earlier this spring, Steve, we talked about getting your gear ready and so on and so forth. Another big one is if you're planning that trip and you're going to take the boat out, make sure your trailer's in good working order, the hubs, et cetera. Make sure that everything associated with your boat is in good working order. Know where that plug is. Make sure when you get to the landing, the plug's in, batteries, all of that sort of stuff. You don't want to launch that boat and then find out you got something you didn't address.
Well, Steve, as usual, on opening weekend, you're going to see the guys that did not do their homework, and they're going to be stuck at the access. The motor won't start. Or you're going to see them on the side of I-94 with their trailer in the ditch because they didn't take care of hubs. And, yeah, that's important. We talk about that every year. That's something you really got to be on. Get those hubs done. And, you know, right now the marinas and the dealers are really going to start getting busy here in the next week or so. You know, everybody wants their stuff for the opener. So you really want to get on this right away and, you know, get the hubs done, get them checked out. And just don't squirt a bunch of grease in it. You know, a lot of people do that. If they have, you know, bearing buddies or whatever, they squirt some grease in, they think that's fine. No, you really have to have a professional go in there, check those bearings, and actually take them apart and make sure there's no water in there. And that's really important, just to get in there and check it out. Might cost you a few bucks, but it'll give you peace of mind.
Yeah, and then as far as batteries, a battery tester, they're cheap. They sell them at any hardware store. Hey, you can find out, make sure everything's charged up. And then all the wiring's clean and in good shape, whether it's on the trailer or in the boat. I mean, it's all just quick maintenance, you know, the visual checks, and if it's not, get it fixed.
You know, one thing about batteries, you know, I put a battery charger and a checker on my batteries, and, you know, these batteries now, the lead acid will maybe make a couple years, and you check into them, and if they don't take a charge, that means you got a bad cell, and you don't want to be going out with a bad cell. So I always put that, you know, check it, and if you don't get a good charge on it, you know, get another battery, because, you know, lead acid batteries just don't have very much longevity, and you got to make sure that all those cells are working. And if you can't take a charge, that means you've got a bad cell. So, you know, something to think about.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Steve, always good advice. Good luck out at Big Stone and Traverse. We look forward to a report next week. We'll be on following the Twins next Saturday, and we look forward to visiting with you then.
Sounds great. Have a great Easter, and happy Easter.
Yep, happy Easter, Steve, and happy Easter to all.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.